G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Leveraging the G20 countries so that they can unlock $25 billion from green funds, promoting a transition focused on generating jobs and income, and discussing strategies to finance sustainable solutions are among the priorities of the Sustainable Finance Working Group, which gathered this week in Brasilia. The WG also plans to discuss the elaboration of standards for small, medium, and large companies to include information about sustainability in their financial statements. The WG plans to facilitate the access of countries from the Global South to the four main mechanisms of sustainable financing: the Green Climate Fund, the Climate Investment Funds, the Adaptation Fund, and the Global Environment Facility. According to Ivan Oliveira, the WG coordinator and undersecretary of Sustainable Development Financing of Brazil's Ministry of Finance, this agenda is connected to the solidarity policy towards these nations and was widely welcomed by the group.
A gente espera ter no final do ano da presidência brasileira grande empurrão do G20 para que esses fundos facilitem o acesso.
Oliveira says, by the end of this year's Brazilian presidency, we expect to have had a large boost of the G20 so that the access of the developing countries and economies to these funds can be facilitated. These $25 billion must reach and impact average income countries such as ours, as well as the small islands and countries in Africa and Asia. According to Cynthia Azevedo, deputy head of Banco Central do Brasil's Department of International Affairs, the discussions are around the elaboration of standards that will assist these organizations to provide data regarding sustainability in their financial statements.
Obviamente, a gente está acompanhando todas as discussões das prioridades. Temos
She says, there are many challenges in the way of ensuring that these companies are able to report this information with quality, and we know that this will make them more competitive. The market wants to invest in companies that are socially and environmentally responsible. This is the type of information that is relevant for them to become well-placed. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.